America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of nursing, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online RN to BSN, MSN, or DNP degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with local in-person clinical, practicum, or immersion hours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome, my good people. Welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. And I'm with your host, CJ Moneyway. Let's get it. What's up, my good people? Welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. Today, I have the pleasure to have a young lady, a businesswoman, a business owner, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and let's not forget, an Army veteran. How you doing today, Zareen?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful, CJ. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. I know we talked before we came on, but that's just between us. But tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your background.
Hello, everyone. Like he mentioned before, I am an Army veteran. I'm also a retiree. I completed 30 plus years of serving veterans with the Department of Veterans Affairs. I am a caregiver. I take care of my brother that had two brain strokes. And then my second career is a small business entrepreneur. I created two card games that are currently at Walmart for kids. I'm also completing my first children's book, Dancing Teardrop. I hope to release that soon. I do volunteer work continuously helping our veterans to get the benefits that they rightly deserve at the the Department of Veterans Affairs. And the rest of it is just living my retired life like I want to.
Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, Zareena, as you was talking about your card game, can you explain to us a little bit, you know, about the card games, what they entail? And let's not forget, this one card game was both at Walmart.
Yes.
That's a big deal. But can you explain to us a little bit about these games?
Yes. The intentions of the game is, for example, we know today parents are really busy trying to earn a living. We also know that after COVID, a lot of our kids, their social skills have declined. And one of the things, the benefits about my game, if you couple that together of taking some time to connect with your children as well as help work on their social skills because they're interacting with you or your parents, grandparents or their peers, this is a quick, fun, interactive game. And what makes this game so unique is that if you do not keep your entire hand the whole time, the hands are exchanged throughout the game. It is a simple chance style game, meaning that you match in colors, but there's cards that are used to eliminate players because the objective, listen up, the objective of this game is to be the last player holding a card. Mm. And so there are cards in the game, give and take, that will help eliminate the cards in the player's hand, as well as the matching piece. You do have wild cards that allow you to stay in the game in case your last card is out of play. You get to come back into the game with that card. Someone can bring you back into the game with the give card. But the shifting part, like I said earlier, is the interactive part, is that there's cards that say left and right where everyone who has a card in their hand will shift their cards to the left and right. And I think the part of the game is interesting for kids because they're constantly moving. And because kids are used to social media and digital games, video games, they need a lot of stimulation. And so that is what my card game, Zomatic Shift, does with the stimulation of not only matching and giving and shifting the cards. You want to keep them engaged throughout the game, and also to encourage them to play non-digital games for balance. And that's what I'm hoping that parents can take away in trying my game, is to teach their kids their social skills. Because if your child is competitive, they're going to get angry about this game, because the average play time could be 4 minutes. It goes really fast once you learn the rules. And I have to tell you, CJ, with my own granddaughter, we learned through our game that she had problems with emotional regulation. For those who don't know what that means, she couldn't regulate her emotions. She would get so angry and start throwing cards everywhere because she was losing. But I am happy to report that after playing the game and finding it fun and interacting with her family, she said, one, Grandma, it creates memories with my parents. And two, I learned how to control my emotions. So now she doesn't get upset when she loses, CJ.
That's cool. Hey, so let me ask you, Serena, what's the age range for this game?
Okay. So Zomatic Shift is the first game. And actually, the game came to me in a dream, and I just put it together and followed the pattern that came to me. That's the original one. That is for age 11 to adults. But then I was doing a vending event, and a little girl came over. She tried to play, but she was too young. And so I actually prayed. I said, God, how can I modify the game for little kids to play and still have that interaction? And that's pass and play, and that's for kids 4 to 10. They get the same dynamic of the shifting and matching with the original one. And also, I found out that with the pass and play, CJ, kids that are on the spectrum with autism, they can play the game as well. You may have to modify it a little bit, but I found out when testing a game at school that those children also like the game pass and play. So that way, all kids have an opportunity to have some fun connecting with parents and friends.
That's cool. Something that you're creating that's educational and that can actually help, you know, kids and, as you say, parents in the long run. Not too many games or things out there on the market that's doing that right now. So I wish you good success in that. So could you give us a little insight into the children's book that you're releasing?
Oh, yes. I want to tell you, you know, most of us don't stretch ourselves. What I mean by that, challenge to go beyond what you think you can do, your capacity. We all know our bandwidth. And so once I retired, and my brother had his stroke in 2019, and so right before COVID, and so that whole 20 year, I was just always about my brother. And so one day I decided I need something for me. And I've always been a little intimidated with writing, although I've written scripts and training videos. I wanted to write something for kids. And so I stretched myself. I said, I am going to write a children's book. And so I started, and I partnered with my granddaughter, Meadow. I said, Meadow, give me a title of a book. She said, okay, Gigi. So she gave me Dancing Teardrops. And so my whole story centered around that title. And it's about a grandmother and her granddaughter. Her granddaughter was going to have a tea party, but it had a thunderstorm. So if the tea party ended up being ruined, however, her grandmother found a way to save the day, which most grandparents do. We know how to sleep. And so she ended up being outside with her grandmother, dancing in the rain amongst the raindrops. And as she realized that her tea party is ruined, her grandmother looks at her and tells her, you have dancing teardrops. And she thought that was so delightful. So she started dancing even more and tells her grandmother, you have dancing teardrops too. And so they spend time dancing and just enjoying each other. And then they go back into the house. And then she wishes her, she had a doll, Kylie and Teddy Bear, that were invited to her tea party. So she tells them by saying, next time you will have dancing teardrops too. So it's about bonding with family. It's about resilience, and it's about capitalizing on those special moments that even though something disappointing, you still can capitalize and turn, as they say, lemons into lemonades. And so it's just a delightful story of a child bonding with her grandmother?
Hey, I like it as a child story, but that too, just the concept that you just spoke of, that's everyday life, you know, like taking a bad situation and dancing to drop. So can we expect this book to be released?
Well, we just finished with the illustration. They're working on my cover. I'm going to have to be honest with you, too. I don't know anything about the book publishing process because I had no idea that this book would be published. I just wrote it as a stretch assignment. I happened to meet an editor, and we were talking. I said, oh, yeah, I wrote a book. And she said, really? Let me see it. And so I shared it with her, and she just thought the story was so delightful that she said, you know what? You really need to get this book published. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to find someone to illustrate, put it together. And so I'm thinking maybe close to the fall that I want to release it because I think I need to get it copyrighted or something.
Yeah.
And so I'm still like, I am just, you know, when you do something that stretches yourself and you see that work come to fruition, you guys, just step out there. Just step out there, give it a try. And that is what I did. And so when I look back and think of the games and I look at the children's book, and even look at the caregiving, how I saved my brother's life, you know, turn mm-hmm. things around where he's independently and helping veterans to get the benefits that they deserve. You know, sometimes we marginalize ourselves, but we have to give ourselves some grace and cheer ourselves on because there's so many things that we can do in life, CJ, that we don't do. And I'm not ashamed to tell you guys, I'm 61. These things are happening in the later stage of my life, which means what? We're never too old to pursue new things and discover our full bandwidth. Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful experience.
Hey, again, wish you great success in that. The way that you tell a story about the book, it's exciting. And so I'm thinking about the lady that you told the book to say, oh, you need to get that published. Because you had me sitting here thinking like, oh, I want to read that book myself. So I can't wait for it to come out. So, Zarina, take us back to 2019 and share some of the challenges that you faced at that time.
Oh, wow. When my brother had the stroke, it was very devastating. And you know how siblings, you don't get along with siblings, but this is the brother that I bump heads with. And I'm still shocked today that God has chosen me to be his caregiver. But it was a very scary experience because it happened the day after Christmas. He and I had Christmas dinner and I went over there. And, you know, we had all the good fixings and everything. And my brother has hypertension. And he had a stroke in 2018 I think it was on his right side of the brain. So on 2019, he had the stroke on his left side of the brain. And so we were sitting there watching television. And I noticed he was just looking different. And then brushed it off and everything. And then actually, CJ, maybe I think it was like the end of the 26th that afternoon, his friend called me and said, your brother's not responding. And he told me to call you. Well, we get to the hospital. My brother's blood pressure was 200 and something. And because he didn't go to the hospital right away, he lost that window. The damage was done. So I don't have a health background, but I want to tell you those who have hypertension, when you feel funny, and your blood pressure is going to go to the hospital immediately because there's only a short window that they can give you medication to stop the damage of your stroke. And so my brother struggled the rest of the month. He was like he couldn't speak. His cognitive skills were just gone. And even today, he can speak better, but the cognitive damage is there. I have to help him with his medication. I have to help him pay his bills, make his appointments. And so ending the 2019 with that struggle of having to figure out how am I going to help this man regain his life, because my brother completely forgot everything at that moment. His brain, I guess it was just damaged to a certain degree with all the inflammation and everything associated with the stroke. So I literally had to rebuild his life. And although we're forward now to 24, I am proud to announce my brother is going on his third year of living independently. He still rely on me to help him pay his bills, take him to the doctor's office and things like that. But even though it disrupt my life, CJ, because I had plans when I retired in 20, I was going to St. Thomas of Puerto Rico for 6 months. And, you know. But when I look at my brother and see how happy he is in living independently, and people tell me all the time, you're such a good sister. And I'm going to be honest, I don't see myself being a good sister. I'm not doing this because I'm his sister. I'm doing this because it was the right thing to do. My brother didn't have a wife. My brother never had children. And I knew that if I were to place him in some type of assisted living or any place like that, and he didn't need that, I might as well say I'm putting him to death. And I love my brother. And I believe in the miracles that God can happen. So God and I work together. But I have to tell you, I almost hurt myself because I accidentally took one of his pills because I didn't know anything about caregiving. I would just get the medicine and I got distracted, put it in my pocket and forgot. I also put my vitamin in there, and one of his pills I didn't give to him, but I took it and it almost took me out of here. And so I tell caregivers this, and take care of yourself first. I was so focused on taking care of him. You got to take care of yourself first in order to be there for them. And so it's been a roller coaster. God has blessed me to get this far. He's happy. I'm happy. I have nothing to say.
That's what it's all about. Hey, whether a good sister, a good Samaritan, like you said, I did it because it was the right thing to do. And I know that your brother is thankful for you more than anything, and that you were just there and put your life to the side to help him. And, you know, it's nice to hear that he's doing good and doing things on his own right now because of you and God.
I so, think that.
So tell us a little bit about your business and tell us about the vision and the mission behind it.
Well, I started my business in July of 23, and Walmart accepted my application in August, and then I was able to get my inventory to them in October. And I knew very little about business. So both for those of you that are interested in becoming an entrepreneur, do it, because it's a growing thing. You learn as you go. Some things I feel like you think you got it down packed and you find out you don't have it down packed. But my overall vision is this. I'm starting off as a card game creator because that is what God gave me to open up this opportunity for me to come with. But my bigger vision is this. I want to create an enterprise that we can be powerful in the game industry, where we can create gains and opportunities for employment, particularly to create products that's going to help our children in their education, especially science and math. My friends who are school teachers say we continue to lag behind in those areas. And so I'm hoping that my games will sell so I can partner with educators and let's be about business and creating products that can help our children. And that is what I want to do. I also want to create opportunities for future game creators, particularly those who want to enter the video game industry, because we represent less than 5% and yet we are high users of these devices. And so just imagine if Xochi is able to grow and expand, and we take our buying power and invest in our company, and we get the opportunity to develop the products that's going to help our children, that's going to help bring jobs to our community, how much empowering we're going to do. But I know, CJ, I cannot do it by myself. I need my community to support me, to take me to the next level, because I've already created my third game, which is Zomatic Shift Face Off. It's another fast interactive game. And so that's where I see myself. I see myself creating products that are going to educate, entertain, and provide a connection for children during their development with family and friends, because we need all of those elements so our children can have a better future. But it's time for us to invest in that future, and that is going into the entrepreneurial space, in every space that touches our lives. Let's take our buying power and start investing in ourselves.
All right, that's a wonderful mission. I like your vision. I see it, because like you say, we need more things, you know, like that, and to come together to push a company like yours that have a vision to do things of this nature. I just see sky's the limits for you. And so I wish you great success in that. And a lot of times people can't.
I just want to say one thing to our listeners. We often say that, yeah, we can go get products that's cheaper from other buyers or sellers or whatever. But keep in mind that what I've learned through being in this space is that we get our products, and maybe in order for us to be competitive, we may end up paying a little bit more. But when you look at the big picture of what you're doing, like, for example, I'll be transparent. In order for my game to be on Walmart, I have to sell it at $16. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Walmart gets a cut, a commission that you have to pay Walmart. I have to pay Walmart to store my game so you can have easy access to the game. And so in order for me to replenish the games, I have to make a small profit so I can keep doing this. Otherwise, I can't do it. And so I've tried creative ways how to bring the price down so it won't be as high as the other store, the other games. But when I do that, then you might as well close shop for Xochi. Xochi's future cannot happen. So that's why I tell people why it's priced that way, because you got to pay Walmart. And I'm being open and transparent. And I found out that sometimes it's difficult for us as entrepreneurs to get in that space, because if we don't have the support of our community and we don't have the resources, we cannot compete with the others. And we got to change that by investing in our people and giving them an opportunity to flourish so they can do good jobs for our community.
I mean, I agree with you, but I'm going to go buy it. And I'm listening to you say $16. When you say that, I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I go pay $20 in the gas station almost every day, you know, just to go to work. So a $20.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Sean White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The deal, we break that all the time. So to pay $16 for something that's educational to provide to your children and something for you, you got me.
It's reusable. It's not going to. And plus, I want feedback. I've been trying to get more feedback from families playing the game so I can put it out there. It's just been very difficult. But you know what? You have been so encouraging to me because I realize there are people out there that do support Black entrepreneurs. They see our vision, that want us to be successful because we want to create jobs. We want to get the respect of our community that we rightly deserve. And we want to bring our gifts and our talents so that our dollar circulates in our community and not going out. And that only way that's going to happen is we have to coalesce over that idea of Black power in our dollar.
And you just hit it on the head. And one thing is this, though. Somebody got to be the forerunner. Somebody got to go out there and do for other people to follow. And so thank God for a person like you who has took the mantle and say, you know what, if ain't nobody else going to do it, follow me. So we need more leaders like yourself. So on that note, how did you become a game creator?
Well, in December 21, after taking care of my brother, that was another thing. I just said, I need something for me to hold on to. And so I was waking out of my sleep. I had this dream, this vision. And so I just ignored it, but it just kept coming to me. And so I went to my local hardware store and literally, I closed my eyes. And I could see it. And he said, Mom, this is so fun. So I went home, got a plate of food. And I said, okay, Lord, we have the concept. What do you want me to do with this? And so while I was outside, the mathematical formula started coming to me. And then my granddaughter convinced me. She said, Gigi, you have to put it out there. This game is so fun. It's fast. I like it. It's different. And so here we are today.
Oh, man, that's cool. That's cool. So I think you kind of explained that to us. Your long-term purpose, your long-term business goal is to provide something where you can hire people and people can get more involved. So
And the past also, too, don't forget, you know, 61 is young. However, my long-term goal is not only create jobs, but I'm hoping that I get the infrastructure to pass the baton over to some young person. And so they continue the legacy of Xochi and having our footprint in the game industry, whether that's non-traditional games, you know, like the tabletop, the board games, as well as some digital games. But like I told CJ earlier, I'm not looking for digital games that's going to be violent. Many of our kids see violence in their daily life. We don't want violent games. We want games that's going to empower their minds. It's going to help them to think critical. So we want games that our children are going to walk away and feel good type of situation and learn from them. And so that's my long term. I also want some investments in some scholarships and different things. You know, send kids not only to college, but give money for kids to go to vocation school because everybody doesn't want to go to college. We need to plant seed in different variety of educational opportunities so our people can be independent. And that's what I want Xochi to be a part of. I want her to stretch her tentacles in different areas that's going to empower our people.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. I think Xochitl got the potential to be one of the biggest companies it is. You know, it's all about how you see it. You know, and if you got the vision, and if you got the, as you were saying earlier, the determination to keep moving forward, even when things not looking good, you know, mm-hmm. it's like you just got to keep moving because you have something. And it's not going to be peaches and creams all the time. You know, we're going to go through some stuff. You're going to go through some hard times. You're going to have some people that not on board with you, people close to you not want to support you. But God gave you something that you saw in a dream, and it has manifested itself to the point where it is now. Keep on going. So, how do you plan to partner with larger companies in the gaming industry?
Now, that part, I have to admit, I haven't thought about it as much. Because mm-hmm. even if you want to partner with them, you have to show up with receipts. Mm-hmm. And so once this game starts selling, I have thought about partnering with Hasbro. They had invited me to one of their little online conference, not a conference, I don't even know what it is, some online training about submitting games to them for consideration. Mm-hmm. Because that is an avenue that some people do. They'll create games and then they'll sell it to them. I'm not opposed to that too much. However, I think if it allows us to be lucrative where we can still exist in our space and create, still mm-hmm. continue to get the revenue that we can do to help our children, I'm not opposed to that at all. But mm-hmm. I think so often we start something and it takes off among our people, and then the owners start making a lot of money and then we sell it. But our people still think we own it, and we're finding out we don't own it anymore. Someone else owned it. And I think that we should stop doing that. I think we really should stop giving away our enterprises to where we have to rely on other people to produce the products or services. I just believe in Black ownership. We can create Wall Street, Black Wall Street today like it was back then. We have billions and billions of dollars out there. We have more buying power. So there's no reason for us not to build enterprises that's going to benefit our people and build a legacy for our kids that can come generational and generational. We have the talent, you know, we just need to coalesce around each other and support each other and respect our clients, our consumers, not because they're Black, just take advantage of them, but no, give them the best service possible. So we can grow together. I think that, and we are capable of doing that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. You know, like the one thing you just said, that a lot of times too, you get a product, or you know, they're just saying them in the film industry. I've seen this, or you know, I've read it a lot, where they come up with this manuscript, and so then somebody want to buy it. Say, oh, I'll give you $1 million for that. Well, if they want to buy it for $1 million, then how much is this really worth? So a lot of times we'll sell off our stuff, as you said, for somebody else to actually reap the great benefits of it, because we take it like, oh, man, $1 million, I'm taking that, but not knowing that what I had in my possession was worth $100 million.
Mm-hmm. Or $1 billion, long term.
Hey, yeah, because $100 million is, that's the new millionaire. So we talk about billionaire status now. That's going to go. So as we get ready to wrap this up, with yourself being a veteran, can you tell us some of the things about the business that you've been working in as far as helping veterans with their benefits?
So many of our minority veterans don't know how to submit their claim, or maybe don't understand the process. And all the veterans outside of minorities as well, but our groups are unique. because a lot of times too, we just don't know. We go word of mouth, somebody tell us don't do it, so you believe it. Maybe you get your letters, you don't understand it. And so because I work with the VA for 30 plus years, and I understand how difficult it is to navigate through that process, I made it my mission to help veterans to gain access to their benefits. And not only, and also too, to be realistic, to let them know if they don't have a strong claim, you know, because sometimes they don't have a strong claim and they think that maybe they're being discriminated against, but it's all based on evidence. So if you don't have the evidence, you're not going to get the outcome that you want. And so I'm able to explain that to them. And then if they do have the evidence, I'm able to help them to navigate on how to get that evidence, how to communicate to the doctor when they go. Because let's say, for example, when it comes to mental health, we know in our community, we kind of like, oh, mental health is taboo. So if you are a veteran and you go to a mental health doctor, you're going to sit there like, yeah, you know, how he may say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Well, you tell him you're good, you might get a lower rating as opposed to you telling him, doc, I can't sleep. I can't stand the silence. You know, I'm having problems with my judgment. I'm irritable. I don't want to be around my family, you know. And so when I meet veterans like that, that are having difficulty, CJ, of communicating their symptoms, and if they have a spouse or they have a girlfriend, then I coach them on what to say to go with that veteran and be his advocate. And so I really want to help our minority veterans to get the level of disability rating that they rightly deserve, and to help coach them in how to prepare for their examinations and how to communicate with the examiner so they can get the best outcome. And I just do a little bit extra than what the department will do, because I have the time. And then I know, as a Black veteran myself who went through the process, I have firsthand knowledge of the experience. And so it's just playing it forward. I'm just playing it forward, taking that knowledge, taking my experience, and just helping our veterans who need help.
Again, glad we got somebody like you that cares and is willing to help. So as we wrap this up, is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience today?
Yeah, briefly, I just want to encourage you, those of you who have children that love digital devices, their screen, their phones, their video games, please encourage balance. What I mean by that, studies show that 1 to 2 hours per day, they recommend. Anything beyond that, it can lead to some issues like withdrawal, reducing their grades and stuff, irritability, not being able to have social skills among their peers. And a true test would be this. Take the device away from your kid and see what type of emotion they get. If they get angry, they become withdrawn, then you know your child is looking at too much digital device and you need balance. And that's why I encourage you to purchase my game, because it allows your child to get some balance playing a game with you. It's a multi-generational game. They can have grandma, grandpa, it doesn't matter, because it's a chance style game. And it's, everyone can have fun connecting like we used to. And then finally, if you want to know more about my games, you can visit Zochey, that's Zochey.com. And you can see the images of the game. You can listen to the videos. But most importantly, I would love for you to buy my game. But more importantly, guess what? I want balance. I really want our kids to rebuild their social skills so when they go to school in the classroom, they know how to act. They know how to act civil and respectful of each other. And that can start with you, parents. You are the advocate for that. So please join me in advocating for digital balance. Our kids deserve it. They deserve the best that we can give them in preparing them for their future. And that is what I'm trying to do with encouraging digital balance and creating these fast, amazing games to keep their attention so they can connect again with family and friends.
Hey, appreciate you. I'm definitely going to get the game, because as I'm sitting here listening to you talk, I got a 13-year-old. And exactly what you said, if you take the phone away from them or the game, they whole demeanor changes. Like, I'm not happy or I'm upset because this is what they do all day, every day. So,
but I will CJ, when you play the game, I want to tell your audience too, because people can, they want to play it in the traditional way, and God does things new, right? And this is a new day. So when you play the game, I want you to stop thinking about the way things are, the way we've been doing things, because new things are emerging all the time. If you follow the instructions, if you don't like to read, look at the video, because the game does play different. But if you play the game the way God lays it out, you are going to have fun. And that's what I tell people, because people get upset. I had recently had someone play it. She said, oh, you need to change it. But then when I explained the concept behind it, she was like, oh, wow, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you promote this, because it is different, but it is fun. So take your time. Enjoy it. Have fun playing with the 13-year-old. Talk to him about why it's important to not be on his screen, listening to his phones all the time or playing digital.
Hey, you said it all. Hey, I appreciate you all for listening to the Money Way Show today. My girl Serena, check out her new game, check out her book, and support Zoe Enterprise. That's what we're going to call it. Thank you for tuning in to the CJ Money Way Show. This your boy, CJ Money Way. Peace.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.